to the book of Job, chapter number 38. When we left off last week, we began to ask this question, when was Satan created? And we asked a few of you, had some ideas, and we talked a little bit through that. And so I want to pick up where we left off last week when we talked about when was Satan created. And we did make mention of this, that the exact timing of the angel's creation and Satan was an angel is not exactly known, but we can deduce from scripture passages about the time that the angels were more than likely been created. So, since we say angels, because Satan was an archangel and he was an angel and still is a fallen angel, that we asked that question, when was Satan created? Thank you. I've been meditating all afternoon for a couple hours on just getting down for next week's question, when did Satan fall? And so I got the two questions running through my mind right now. So that's it for next week. When did Satan fall? Today we're going to talk about when was Satan created, all right? So we talked about it. We had some ideas, and we kind of said, go back home and look it up a little bit, study a little bit more. What'd somebody come up with? Anybody come up with it? John.
It's between the first and the second day of creation. After God created the heavens and earth, and the next day.
Okay. Okay, and what do you base that on? Right, sure. Sure, that's right. Form and void, yes. Okay, all right, that's a great answer, and that is, and a lot of people are going down that path, all right? Somebody else. Anybody else have any other thoughts? All right. Go ahead, Tracy. Tell me your thought. Or tell me Ed's thought. Yes. All right. It's just turn there. Just turn there. 38 in what? Verse 6. Before the beginning of the foundation of the earth. All right, that's a great answer. That's right. Okay, somebody else? Ms. Noel, I know you're itching to say something.
Last week I had said, the second day going forth to the sixth day.
So yes.
But when you read in Job, I agree with what Tracy says, but then I think about, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about wisdom being with God from the time God was God.
Right. The angels what?
The angels could have
also. Mm-hmm.
And wisdom existed.
That's right.
Prior to the earth.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right.
Maybe God decided to have angels before time and before creation, before anything else.
All right, before we get into this, just think for a moment. Why did God create angels? They weren't, let me just help you, they weren't solely just created just so they could be our guardian angels, although there is such a thing as guardian angels. That's not why he created them. Why did he create them? To worship him. So God is from eternity to eternity, and that eternity means the dateless past. I mean, God always was, always is, and always will be. So just for the sake of our understanding, there is God. He was. At some point, God said, you know what? I needed some angels to worship me, and he deserves that, all the honor and glory. So he created angels were created, one of their reasons was to worship him. You say, well, can you give me text proof? Yes, it's very easy to. All throughout the book of Revelation, Isaiah, Ezekiel, the angels are worshiping. They hovered around the throne of God, saying, holy, holy, holy. So you put that all into your mind, and you're absolutely right. As far as we can deduce, at some point before the creation of the earth, and I really broke down this afternoon in my study again one more time, Genesis 1, first couple of verses of Genesis 1, versus day 2, some people say because the firmament is there, and listen, I'm just telling you this, as far as this pastor knows, and other Bible scholars as well believe that angels were created at some point before God spoke the world into being. They were already there. You know, let's look at Job 38. And this is a great passage of Scripture. We find God challenging Job. If you have a King James Study Bible with that heading, it might be there. It says, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, 'Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, and I will demand of thee, and answer thou me.'" So basically, God is mad. He said, listen, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. And I think in my study today, there's 76 or 66 different things that God just kind of bam, 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 puts out there and asks Job to cover. But notice verse 4. We see it says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." He said, if you know all about these things, go ahead and tell me right now. Can you imagine God telling Job that? What would Job be doing? Dub, 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 dub. That's what I would be doing. 5, "Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or hath stretched the line upon?" In other words, he's saying, how deep and how wide is the earth? He said, have you took a, we would say, a tape measure and measured it? And then verse 6, "Whereupon are the foundations therefore fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?" You know, that cornerstone there is a very important ritual. And maybe someday I started doing a word study on cornerstone foundations, and there's some very interesting things that appear in the New Testament. But God has already laid the foundation, the cornerstone, for that idea here in Job 38. Notice verse 7, and here we go, what Tracy said. "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." So we know then that all the sons of God from last week's Bible study makes reference to whom? The angels. We saw that last week. And so God says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God sounded for joy. When did the sons of God shout for joy? When the foundation of the world was laid. So angels had to be created, and Satan, being an angel, an archangel, was created before the foundation of the world. Before God spoke this world into existence, it was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And at some point, God decided it was the right time, and he wanted to create some angels to worship him. Yes, John. Day four, yes. All right, that's good. So I'm glad you asked that question, John, because it says, what verse is that? That would be day 7. "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." So now we know now that the sons of God make a direct reference to angels. So then we have to figure out, John, what is the morning stars? What are the morning stars? What do you think the morning stars are? And listen, it doesn't matter if your answer is not the right answer. I just want you to put on your thinking cap and get into the process of thinking through things that you read. That's a great answer, the archangels. Yes, that's a great answer. What else? The morning stars. All right, let's say that, all right? So let's turn to Psalm 19 and verse number 1. Let's just take a look at that. Psalm 19 in verse number 1. Psalm 19 and verse number 1. All right, I'll read that. Everyone have it? Psalm 19 and verse number 1. Page 870 of the King James Study Bible. That might help you out. The Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth the handiwork." So we could deduce from this passage that the heavens probably are making reference to just not the first heaven, but also the second. And the first heaven being our atmosphere, the clouds, the sky. Second heaven being the stars. And ultimately the third heaven is the place of God's abode. So when you look at that, we could say that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So reading that and just taking that just in context, John, in 19:1, we could say that, yes, it is making reference to the stars. But let's look at Psalm 148. So some Bible scholars and some people think that it's morning stars making reference to the stars in the sky. Let me just put it this way. As I began to study this and read this, I came across one of the ancient, I call them ancient, that doesn't mean they're ancient, but they're older than me. Probably dead and gone, said this, you know what? When you ever go out in the morning time and you look up, how many morning stars are they? There's only one. There's only one morning star, all right? So if we look back at our passage, you don't have to turn there. Stay where you're at. The Bible says, when the morning stars sang together. So we can look out today, and there's only one morning star. There's only one. You can go out tomorrow morning, and if you're in a dark place, you can see there's only really one bright morning star. So that means then that the Bible says morning stars. Yes?
I'm trying to find the reference. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the bright morning star.
Yes, he is.
But
yes.
Satan tries to be the son of the morning.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right. That's right. Yes, and we covered that in the earlier part of that, and that is a great reference. So let's look here in Psalm 148, and we'll read verses 1 through 5. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him. Now get this now. All his what? Angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts, all the hosts of the angels. Verse 3. Praise ye him. Notice who? The sun and the moon, praise him. All ye stars, plural, of light, praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Right, notice as we would think about who these really morning stars are. To be quite honest with you, they are not referring to the stars. And one reason is because there's only one morning star every day. The Bible speaks of plural, as plurals. It probably is a Hebrew axiom, another name for the sons of God or for angels as well. Most Bible scholars believe that to be the case. So in Job. In Job chapter 38 and verse 7, when the morning stars sang together, it's a Hebrew axiom, another word for the angels. And then it goes on to say as well, and the sons of God, and all the sons of God shouted together. So we find then that both of those terms make reference to angels and not the stars up in the second heaven. John Gill, who's a great Bible scholar that I really respect his writing, he said this. He said concerning the morning stars, they're comparable speaking about angels, he said, they're comparable to stars for their glory, their purity, their light, and for their consistency, permanency, and numbers. So John Gill is saying, listen, it's a comparison, it's a Hebrew axiom for another word for angels, that's what it is. And so we can figure that God created angelic beings before the earth was created. But look down in verse number 4 Psalm 148 and verse number 2. Praise ye all him, all the angels, praise ye him, all the host. Then look down in verse 4. Praise ye him, ye heavens of heavens. What in the world is ye heavens of heavens? What do you think that might mean? I wasn't sure, so I had to do a little perusal through some commentaries and study and looking up the words. Anybody have any idea? Ye heavens of heavens. You know what, John? That's exactly what I thought. But when I began to study it, it actually means other galaxies, other solar systems, heavens of heavens. And so we see God, you know, clearly even in Job's, even in Psalms writing, we find that God is saying, we don't have just one solar system here. It's other systems as well. I just thought that was just a good piece of neat information. And notice the wording here in verse number 5. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord. Notice this next part. For he commanded, speaking about God, and they were created. Does those words, he commanded and they were created, does that remind you of another little group of words back in Genesis chapter number 1? What? Let there be light, yes. But then after that, what's it say? And God said, let there be light. So you see this whole creative process, the creation of angels, it implies they were created all about the same time frame. And the exact timing is not explicitly told us in the Bible, but as we would parcel through different verses, we can understand that the angels were created, even the devil himself, before God spoke the world into being. And so we can find out that great answer then. So if I were to ask you, when was Satan created, what would you say? Besides, we don't really know. Yes. 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 That's right. I'm talking angels were created before the first day. Dateless past, in eternity, God always was. Some point back there, before the world ever was formed, God created angels. Because I believe this, that God deserves worship. And I think God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were there in eternity past, and God the Father spoke the angels. Remember, we looked at the words last week that every angel was a created being from God. It wasn't like, okay, I need 100,000,000 angels. That's not the Hebrew text. The Hebrew text and then the Greek text in Colossians 1 teaches us that God spoke each created angel into being. He made them that way. And so so then the answer would be what then? How are we going to answer this? Before the foundation of the world, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Before Genesis 1-2 ever came into place, we find that God created the angels. All right, that's a great answer. All right, now that we got that covered, let's write this down for next week. So next week we're going to look at this idea of when did Satan fall? When did Satan fall? And there's an importance why we need to know when Satan was created and when he fell, because it falls in the timeline of things that we're doing with the doctrine of Satan. So it's important that we understand these simple but yet sometimes confounding doctrinal truths. All right, so next week we'll look at that, and then after that, we'll look at why was Satan created. Do you ever think about that? We got a couple minutes before we're done. Let me ask you this. Do you just tell me why was Satan created?
I think he was chief angel.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He was the chief angel. But let's get to the million-dollar question. Let's put all that aside. And I want you to think on this for the next couple of weeks. Here's the million-dollar question. Is God all-knowing? He surely is. So if God knew that Satan was going to fall and rebel against him in sin, why did God create him? So you got two questions to think about, amen? All right? Because you know what? I tell you what, somebody's going to ask you that, you know. It might not be the same question. It'll be this question like this. They'll say, why did God allow my granddaughter to get cancer and die? It's the same question. Sure, it's a little different, but the philosophy and the doctrine behind it is all the same. Why would God create Satan if he knew Satan was going to fall? There's some three specific answers I think we can answer for that. See what you can come up with, okay? And then give us some reference, and we'll go from there. All right? Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord. I pray, Lord, I'm so excited to know that your people are willing to dig out and to look, Father, and to study, Lord. And that's what these Wednesday nights are all about, Father, that digging into your word, coming away, Father, with something that we can use as part of our apologetics, Father, to be able to answer the truths that lie within us if any man ask us. And Father, these things may be trivial, Father, but they're important, and they lay the foundation, Father, for other things we'll discuss in the weeks and months to come. So, Lord, I pray you'll help us this week as we think about this thought. When did Satan fall? And then, Father, answer the second question, why was Satan created? And, Lord, we do seek to give you honor and glory with our lives. Help us this week to live a life of purity and chastity, Father, a life of obedience to you. And Lord, I pray you'll be with our church. Lord, for those that are healthy, Lord, would you keep us healthy? For those, Lord, that are on the amends, Father, may they quickly, Father, come back to a full account of their bodies, their physical needs.